Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. What's up, my friends? Hey, it's Brendan, and I hope that you're doing well. Your family is safe, healthy, positive, optimistic, strong through this continuing crisis and lockdown that we have. And today, in this series I'm calling Striving on Chaos, I want to help you really think about a new way to manage your energy throughout the day. It's a super simple tactic, a very simple thing that I think will really serve you all. So big shout out to everybody out there, first and foremost, in our community. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for being role models. Thank you for being servants during this time. Thank you for, despite all the reasons to blame, complain, whine, you are managing the chaos by staying centered, by staying strong, by being optimistic and of service to other people. Because we all know in several months from now, we're gonna look back and either we're gonna be proud of our behavior and our mentality now, or not so much. And we also know that, hey,
you know, people are watching right now. They're seeing how you're reacting to this. Your team, your family, those who you serve and love, they're watching. And I think, you know what? Show them what's possible. Practice what you preach. You know, if you've been in a personal development for so long, please, 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 practice what you think. I think it's really important. What's written on my cap says live, love, matter. That's my mantra from many of you know. From my car accident, I learned at the end of my life, I'm going to ask those questions of did I live, did I love, did I matter? And that first question of living life, I really want to talk about that right now, because in all this chaos and stress and overwhelm, it's really easy to be like burning the candle at both ends. I know some of you are homeschooling right now. You know, so many of us have teams and businesses we're concerned about, and it's a real challenge right now to not finish the day and crash out completely exhausted, wiped out, tired, overwhelmed. And so I thought I'd share a simple idea with you today. And that idea is what I called performance pit stops. Now, what does that mean? Well, listen to this stat. The world's largest study that's ever been done on productivity, which was a productivity app, measured millions and millions of people's productivity throughout the day and their self-reported ability to stay focused, to achieve their goals, to get things done each day, that found that the highest, like achieving most productive people tended to take a break every 52 minutes. Now, if you study any of my work since 2007, I've always taught to take a break every hour, preferably at 50 minutes. Now, the odd thing is that wasn't my research that I did. It was just like, oh, I felt that change when I started every 50 minutes taking a little bit of a break from whatever I was doing and like releasing the tension in my body, setting intention, and kind of starting over, kind of on the hour. And here's what I discovered. Years later, the world's largest study in productivity and high performance found the same thing. One study found it was every 52 minutes. The other one found it was like every 49 minutes. So what does that mean? It means that we could take that idea and really use it not just for our mental ability to produce and get things done, be productive, but y'all, you can use this for your energy. You know, I call it a performance pit stop because, you know, if you ever watch cars racing, they don't need the pit stop. They could actually just keep going. But if they keep going, they're going to burn out the motors. They're going to tear down the equipment. They're going to burn that rubber. And all of a sudden, like, they're not going to win the race. But by taking the pit stop and doing a preemptive energy break, preemptive maintenance, what happens? They can go for that long haul at top speed. Now, if you just went top speed the entire race, you'd completely fall apart and wreck. However, by the pit stop, giving you a chance to like maintain what's important, check in on yourself, re-energize yourself, recharge yourself, set new intention, clear the mind and go, you win the long haul. I call it a performance pit stop. So what does that look like for me? Every 50 minutes, many of y'all know with me a long time, every 50 minutes. So when I sit down today, I set a timer, 50 minutes. At the end of 50 minutes, when it goes off, I stand up, I drink water, I close my eyes, and I bounce in place, not jumping up and down, just kind of lightly bouncing from my knees, just lightly bouncing in place like this, and I take 10 deep breaths with my eyes closed. Couple simple things there. One, I'm closing my eyes because a lot of your fatigue during the day, your mental fatigue, is actually visual fatigue, especially with all these screens we're looking at all the time. Second, I am bouncing in place just to move my lymph, just to oxygenize the body and the brain, just to get the blood pulsing a little bit, move the lymph around. Third, as I'm doing that, I'm often repeating a mantra in my mind as I'm taking those 10 deep breaths. For me, I repeat the mantra of release. So I'm releasing tension from my body. I'm oxygenating my brain. I am closing my eyes and just resting them. Then after that, I might hit the ground and do like 10 vinyasa flows, right? Downward dog, up or down, back up, downward dog, up or down. I might do like 10 of those. I'll go refill my water, drink it again, refill it again, come back, set it down. And before I go back to the computer or I go back to work or I go back to whatever activity I was doing, I then ask, okay, what's my intention for this next hour? So if you read my book, High Performance Habits, you know we call this release tension, set intention, okay? Release tension, set intention. And so I do that every 50 hours, release tension or set intention. It's just a performance pit stop. And for those of you who think that sounds silly, it's only because you've never tried it for a full day. Once you try it for a full day, you'll never go back because you'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm ending the day with as much energy at 9 p.m. as I had at 3 p.m. Why? Because you were recharging throughout the day. The reason you're wiped out at the end of the day, you can't blame the kids because lots of high achievers and high performers have kids. You can't blame the business or the employees because lots of businesses out there. You can't blame life itself. Instead, you have to look at how you are managing your day. And so I hope this serves you. Little pit stops throughout the day, y'all, and all of a sudden you'll find a renewed energy. And isn't that so important right now for taking a mental break throughout the day? And this applies to everybody. Hey, if you're at home right now and you're homeschooling, you're with the kids all day, you know what? When they're doing something, go in the other room, close your eyes for just like 15 seconds, bounce in place, refresh your brain, be like, okay, my intention is to go out there and not kill them. Here we go, and go back at it. You know what I'm talking about. I'm teasing a little bit. But I think you realize the value of that pit stop, that pause, that re-intention. It will absolutely change your life. You'll be like, wow, I can't believe how energized I feel right now. And that's the secret. Everyone's like, how do you have so much energy, Brendan? I'm like, well, I practice high performance habits. But most importantly, I am recharging throughout the day. So I start my morning, as many of you know, with a rock solid morning routine to get myself in a good place before I deal with family, before I check my messages, before I do social media and news and stuff. I get my body in a good place by opening up my meridians, doing some Qigong, opening up, just doing some yoga for about 20 minutes. I'll read for about 20 minutes. I'll plan and think about the day for about 20 minutes. And everyone says, is it 20 minutes every time in each of those? Sometimes it might be 5 or 10, but every day those three things happen. Stretch, read, prepare the day, then go at it. Then I tend to work in those 50-minute blocks. So at the end of 50 minutes, I do my performance pit stop. I stand up, drink the water, bounce in place, close my eyes, repeat the mantra release. Might maybe do a few stretches, get some water, come back, ask, what's my intention for this next hour? Go. That's all day. And that has completely transformed my life. The other performance pit stop I do is usually for me, right around that 4:30 time frame, I'll do a 20-minute release meditation. That's where I'll actually lay on the ground, close my eyes, set my timer for 20 minutes, and just repeat the mantra, release, 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 over and over and over again. And then at the end of meditation, sometimes during that, I might fall asleep or nap. That's why I have to set a timer for 20 minutes. And then I'm up and it's like, now it's 4:30 or 5, and guess what? Day 2 starts. It's like I have a whole recharge. Now I'm ready for the rest of the evening, being present with my wife, being able to do my creativity, my writing, my lives with you all, whatever I have to do, I'm re-energized. So I just want to share that quick idea with you all because I know what's happening right now is a lot of people during their breaks or during their downtime, if they have any, all they're doing is consuming. They're looking at the news. They're looking at social media. And so their eye strain continues. They're not moving their body. They're taking on and they're consuming stress and overwhelm and new things and new things and new things. And if you're constantly during your breaks or during your time off, absorbing negative news, absorbing the judgments of other people, absorbing comparison, no wonder your brain is completely wiped out by the end of the day because you're already busy with the kids. You're already busy with the opportunities. You're already busy trying to move your life forward. And then you take in consumption of negative, comparison-driven, and judgment-driven things. That's why you're wiped out. So I hope this serves you. Performance pit stops every 50 minutes, my friends. It's just the simplest little thing I do that has kept me high performing for 25 years. I mean, think about that. You know, in 25 years, even when I've been sick, even when I've not felt well, even when I've been through the most tremendous and crazy things in my business or my brand or my life, by making sure I manage my day's energy, I've been able to be high performing for decades. And that's a real blessing considering, you know, many of you know I've been through brain injuries. I've been through, you know, business challenges. I've been through scaling. You name it. And then being responsible for other people's performance as a high performance coach, I've got to be fresh for them. So I don't get that opportunity to crash at 2:00 in the afternoon. That's why performance pit stops are so key for me. Because at 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon, 4 in the afternoon, when other people are crash, I'm still talking to people who are on the covers of magazines. I'm still coaching Fortune 50 CEOs. I'm still having to deal with multimillionaire entrepreneurs and influencers with millions of people calling me, seeking my advice or paying for my coaching. I don't have the opportunity to crash. So I recharge all day long on the hour. I hope that serves you all. I really do. Because I know more than any time ever, your self-care matters and your energy matters for you, your family, your dreams. Like, you don't have to create a masterpiece every day, right? And I mean that metaphorically, to move your life forward. It's not like you can achieve everything and knock off every major project and get everything done at the same clip maybe you used to be able to, because now you might be taking care of the kids or you might be limited in some capacities because you're not at the office or whatever. But here's the thing. You don't have to complete everything and do everything at the same levels per se. You don't have to create a masterpiece every day. You just got to get some oil on the canvas every day. You need to get yourself in the game every day. You need to be committed to moving forward every day. You need to be committed to being a role model every day. I know that it's hard, but it's not, life doesn't care if it's hard. It's required to live an extraordinary quality of life. Because the reality is right now, those who keep moving forward, even if it's hard, even if they're laid off, even if they're with kids, even if they're challenged, I mean, outside of being bedridden and sick, the ability to move forward each day in some small way will keep your mental health positive. It will keep you contributing. It will keep you at a character level proud of who you were during this time. And most importantly, it will show that you are grateful and appreciative of the opportunities you had in life. Moving forward right now is important because when you keep going, listen, uncommon effort during uncommon times leads to uncommon strength, abundance, and grace. So keep going, my friends. Yes, you can choose to be ordinary and go through this like everybody else who might blame or might complain or might quit or might stop all forward progress, but not you, not this community. The reason we call this HPX, it's the high performance experience. There's another experience in life where this level of intention about our energy throughout the day matters. There's another level of energy in life where this level of desire and willpower to be a role model, even though it's hard, matters. Hey, y'all, let me jump into this episode real quick with something I usually don't do, which is kind of like a, I guess they call it a mid-roll ad or something. But I decided to do this right now because I'm literally at home working during this coronavirus pandemic. And it's really ignited a lot of questions from my community about how do I do that? You know, how am I thinking through my career? How am I thinking through building my personal brand and my online sales during a time in which, yeah, we're home? Like, how does my industry or my career or my approach to it function? And so what I want to let you know is, if you did not know, I do have a program for that. It's called the Influencer Business Program. And it's where I'm like teaching you, this is how I do everything. I teach you how to grow your personal brand, monetize content, launch campaigns, books, courses, webcasts, live webcasts, subscriptions. I mean, it's about basically how do you grow your audience and online sales faster, no matter where you are, no matter if you're starting or not, because clearly you've seen me do it, not just with the podcast, but with 300 million video views, 25 multi-million dollar online course launches, 3 New York Times bestsellers, 5 million fans on Facebook. I mean, you've seen the covers of the magazines and the chart topping stuff. And the, you know, if you're on the email list of millions of email subscribers, or you've seen the social media posts from other influencers, you know, joining my masterminds and asking me how I do it all. It's like, I've been blessed with all of that. And I just feel like maybe this is the time that you learn to build your personal brand. That you finally get yourself up online and making real online sales, because, you know, I've been doing it for 14 years every day, full time. And I've spent, you know, literally tens and tens of millions of dollars on figuring it out, on running ads, on learning which campaigns work, which ones don't, on starting from nothing, pushing every button myself to finally growing it bigger and bigger and bigger. And
People always want to know, what's your marketing strategy? What is the modern thought leader business model that can be, you know, built and monetized quickly? You know, how do you tell your story or build credibility? And how do you get people to buy from you? Or what should you sell? What should you not sell? Or how do you create great content or online curriculum that sells? Or, you know, what are funnels and launches and how do they work? And what should I do first, second, and third? And if you had to start over, Brendan, what are the four things you should do? Or what tools and systems you use? How do you get promotional partners? How do you do online challenges? How do you create lifelong fans? I mean, I'm just like literally sitting here thinking, this is what I do every day. And if you would like to get a 7-day crash course on that, and then even live monthly marketing training from me, that's what we now call my influencer business program. And you can literally just go to influencerbusinessprogram.com and it'll take you to the page to learn about that. Now, it's for serious people only. Obviously, you hear me during this, this global sort of shutdown and pandemic with coronavirus, giving away one of my courses with the Wellness Masterclass. But this one's for serious players. There is a charge to it, obviously, where I go live every single month, and I also give you some of my best online training so that you can get, you know, your personal brand growing, grow that audience, make more online sales. So if you're into that type of thing, go to influencerbusinessprogram.com. Again, that's influencerbusinessprogram.com, all together, influencerbusinessprogram.com. And you can learn about the multiple membership levels. I kind of made it affordable if you want to do a monthly, or if you want to take the whole year, or you want the advanced pro program. You can learn all about that, influencerbusinessprogram.com. My main message to this audience and everyone I'm talking to right now is if you have not done the work to get yourself online, if you feel like you're falling behind in the digital era, if you don't have recurring revenue every single day with some type of online sales, if you don't get the hint now, you're never going to get the hint. I mean, you need to do that now in this growing pandemic. I genuinely believe we are going to see such a disruption in the economy in the coming months. And those who, you know, have figured out pretty things to grow their, you know, Instagram, but never built the business model, never learned recurring revenue, never learned how to do real launches that bring in the real money that allows them to have the living, they're really going to struggle this year. We're going to see people who have, you know, no fans, no audience, no email list really struggle, but we're also going to see people who have no online sales really struggle, and we're really going to see people who have even millions of fans, but who never figured out the monetization completely fall apart. So please go to influencerbusinessprogram.com if you are in this industry or you know it's time to build your personal brand and get those online sales going, because listen, the economy is going to be really difficult. But also, more importantly than that, listen, it's time to share your voice, to lead, to be a role model, to share your expertise, your life wisdom, your perspective about things with more people, because we need more leaders out there sharing positive messages of hope, of strength, of optimism for the future, because we will make it through this, and it will be the influencers and the voices out there sharing our thoughts, our wisdom, and our advice that will help carry and set the tone towards a better future. Influencerbusinessprogram.com. We'd love to see you in that program, influencerbusinessprogram.com.
Let's see. Mama, can you go over in detail what you do to recharge? Yes, I can. All you gotta do is go to the link in my bio on Instagram, click my podcast, The Brendan Show Podcast, and go to episode 1 of this new season called Striving in Chaos. And y'all, I went through my entire day routine. I mean, from what I do in the morning, to what I do to prep for sleep, to when I meditate, to what I eat, to exactly how I work out, and not just Brendan's opinions, but what are some science-backed ways that we have seen in high performance for you to maintain real mental focus and extraordinary energy and productivity even through hard times. So make sure you go to the Brendan Show Podcast, download all the episodes that say Striving in Chaos. All the episodes that say Striving in Chaos on the Brendan Show Podcast. Download them all, because I think I'm only gonna keep the season up while this, you know, pandemic is going on while we're dealing with this, you know, but probably take it down in the summer. So please make sure you go to Brendan Show Podcast. Link is in my bio on Instagram. Download every episode. This is Striving in Chaos. And you'll get to hear that very first episode, me talk about my entire day routines. And I think that will really help. Steve, how's the better half? Thanks for asking. Thank you for asking that, by the way. Every time I see you pop in, you ask that. Denise is doing great. I mean, her positive mindset has kept my mindset positive. When I've been fatigued or I've been in a funk or I had a down day, you know, she's like bright bolt of sunshine that comes in and cheers me on and reminds me of our mission and our passion, our purpose, reminds me of our love for each other. Like, you all want to have great energy right now outside of what I just shared. Try demonstrating extraordinary levels of appreciation and tenderness for your family and your friends and the people who you love and lead and serve, because, you know, not everybody has done the personal development that you all have done. If you've been in my community for years, not as many people have been exposed to the philosophy and the psychology and the behavioral economics and all the things that we talk about on the Brendan Show podcast. You have to understand, a lot of people have not done personal development work that you have. They're having a tremendous problem coping. If you've done a lot of personal development and you really set yourself up with a lot of high performance habits months ago coming into this, you're doing a better job than other people. And so you have to understand that that preparation that you've done has equipped you for some strength. And one of the pieces of that strength that's going to be required is for you to be patient and loving and tender with other people right now. And it's not to say that you're perfect. It's not to say we're all strong. It's not to say I don't also need tenderness from people, because that's, remember where I brought this example up, because Denise is tender and kind and patient with me as I have struggled too. So I hope that gets your mindset around it. Listen, you got to be patient and tender with those you love during these difficult months. And I hope that you will do that. Harrow is asking, where does your drive come from? My drive comes from this, my mantra of live, love, matter. It comes from a very simple thing: reverence for life. I came up with my mantra after my car accident 25 years ago, y'all, that taught me at the end of my life, I'm gonna ask, did I live, did I love, did I matter? And I decided, well, at that point in my life, I hadn't lived my own life. I hadn't loved other people. I've been hiding back my feelings and holding back my heart. And I hadn't mattered. I hadn't tried to be a role model. I hadn't tried to get into servant leadership. I hadn't like forged my days for others yet. And so every night for 25 years, I asked myself, did I live today? Did I love today? Did I matter today? And to answer your question, Perro, my drive each day is I want to answer those questions positively at the end of each day. I want to live my purpose each day by answering those questions positively each night. And when I can say yes to all those questions, yeah, I live today, yeah, I love today, yeah, I matter today, I feel extraordinary and I feel like I'm on my path. I feel that I am earning my second chance. My drive comes from the fact I faced my own mortality as a young man. And I got very, very, very comfortable with my own death by reading philosophy. I got very, very comfortable with my death by having a high faith and a deep spirituality for my beliefs in what is important in life. And my drive is, I think I'm lucky to be alive. And I think if you have real reverence for life, that shows up in your time management. When we have real reverence for life, it shows up in your time management. Because if you really appreciate life, you're gonna manage your time well to live it. That's what's important. That's my drive. I know I'm gonna die. I want to live, love, matter in that time. And I know every night I'm going to assess myself on that. So let me do a good job today. That's kind of where a lot of it comes from for me. Aria, can you explain your A game? Yeah, to me, being on your A game, what that means is being your best on a consistent basis. You know, some days you're kind of good to your spouse and other days you are amazing. When you are amazing, you are on your A game. When you're heightening your performance, when you're being extraordinary to other people, when you're mentally focused and sharp, disciplined, will, all of that comes into play. That means I'm on my A game, meaning I'm playing like a Super Bowl champion. That's what I mean. Like, I'm that alert, that aware, that focused, that caring about my contributions and performance That's what I mean by my A game. I think it says Saba. She says she's more focused, disciplined, and working on her goals from home than she was before the coronavirus shutdown. And I've heard that from a lot of people. Let's see, inspire your core. What have you learned about yourself during this current time? Wow, I think what I've learned about myself is that all the hard work really paid off. I know that sounds a little self-congratulatory, so forgive me, but let me explain what I mean by that. It means what I learned when you know we went in this crisis and everyone suddenly started thinking, gosh, what supplements should I take and what should my habits be and how do I work from home or how do I stay like I had figured those things out by doing the research on those things for so many years at the High Performance Institute and then implementing them in my own life that for me, my life hasn't changed that much. And I know that sounds terrible to say, but it means that I had created the habits and the routines and the freedom in my life so that right now what my focus can be is my purpose. That I feel like all the miles I ran has allowed me to serve you more. Many of you don't, maybe some of you know, some of you don't know, I've created over 30 hours of new content for you in the last 20 days alone. I scholarshiped thousands of people into my online courses for free trials. You know, I've done more live casts, broadcasts, posts, writing than I ever have in the last 45 days for everybody. And what I learned about myself was I'd set things up that enabled that more than I thought. I thought everything was going to kind of have to come to a screeching halt. But because I had automated things, I'd set up systems, I'd set up habits, routines, and I'd hired well, my teams have been able to continue on. And I've been able to continue doing my art and my service to you all, which I didn't expect. And so for me, it's like I keep saying to them, I just saw someone posted, I'm like many of you, shut down, shut in, right? I'm locked down, but I'm fired up. Locked down, fired up. I think that's what I've been surprised by. I thought at some point I'd go, you know, a little crazy being stuck inside all the time, or nope, my balance is still out. I'm going out for those long walks, still taking care of myself. I'd say that's been a surprise. The question was what I've learned about myself. And I'd say it's just like that the miles paid off and that when crises strike, if you're a real leader, you feel compelled from your heart to do more, to serve more, to support more, to be there more. And I believe that to be true through so many times in my life, but this has created that impulse where it doesn't feel like, oh, I have to do this thing. It's like, I feel a deeper connection with my calling to support you all, to help you improve your lives and achieve your goals faster, even in this difficult time. So I think that's been a pleasant surprise about myself. I didn't expect. I'd say something I learned about myself in terms of like a negative standpoint, it would be I can be that person that overly supports or overly worries about other people if I don't dial it back with meditation. You know, I can be locked down and fired up, but I can be so driven to serve everybody that I can be overly amped for that. That's why those performance pit stops I talked about today really absolutely help. All right, y'all. With that, quick shout out to everybody who's been listening to the Brendan Show podcast. Please go in and download all the episodes of the Brendan Show podcast to stay striving in chaos today. Go get those. Those will help you with your mind, your body, your energy, your habits during this time. Please make sure you're following my posts on Instagram. Look me up each day. Turn on those notifications because I've been posting a lot of philosophical thoughts that will help you with your psychology, that will help you keep moving forward even though it's difficult. Because remember, uncommon efforts in uncommon times lead to uncommon strength, rewards, and grace. So my friends, even though it's hard, go be a role model, optimize your wellness, skill up and prepare for the path ahead, and choose every single day to go be extraordinary. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll give another section
tomorrow. In the meantime, share this with everybody you love. Take care of yourself. Choose to protect your health. Care deeply about your mind, body, your spirit right now. During these times, maintain your emotional center. Remember, you get to choose your focus and your thoughts right now. You get to set the emotional tone for your family, for your friends, for your team, for your community. Right now, how you show up really matters. So care for your health. Be a person who is positive out there. Take care of others. You can choose high performance today. You can choose to go beyond ordinary, and you can still be extraordinary even in times of crisis. So do that, my friends. Thanks for listening to The Brandon Show. Please share this episode around the world for me. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, my friend, I'm jumping in here with one last message to you that we've bolted on because it's just timing. You know, everybody is asking me how I run my career. How do I generate online sales? How do I build a real business? I mean, how am I getting my personal brand out there? How am I thinking through this industry during this time right now? And so if you're somebody who's wanted to share your voice and you've known you needed to monetize your content online, you've known you need to grow your following, you know that for security through this modern economy and what we're gonna face this year, you need to generate recurring revenue, you need to get some online digital content out there, and you don't wanna get left behind in what is obviously becoming a greater and greater digital economy. You need to be out there. And if I can serve you with that, here's how I do it. Go to influencerbusinessprogram.com. Influencerbusinessprogram.com. And that will take you to my membership levels in the Influencer Business Program, where I help you understand, how do you grow your personal brand? How do you create and monetize content? What should you be doing with live casts or launches or subscriptions right now? How do you grow your audience and online sales faster? We have three different member levels, and I'm here to tell you, as you are certainly listening to my voice right at this moment, why can't that be your voice? Why can't you be the person sharing positivity, hope, guidance, strength, optimism out in the world right now, so that we can help people face the chaos with a little bit more confidence, with a little bit more authenticity and vulnerability, but also personal power? Why can't you take anything you've learned in your whole life about career or business or wellness or health or just living a good life, being a good parent, you know, chasing your dreams? Why can't you take that advice, structure it, build a personal brand around it, build some online digital content around it, sell it, get recurring revenue, and build something that not only carries you through with digital sales through this scary economy, but more importantly, sets you up to share your voice and make a difference at a time when it matters more than ever? You clearly hear I'm passionate about this. So go to influencerbusinessprogram.com right now. That's influencerbusinessprogram.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do.
And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.